Hello, this is Jeanette Mullaney from CertSoftwareQuality.com. Today's podcast is Agile 101, what you need to know about agile software development. Joining us today is John Skumniotalis, co-creator of the Scrum Development Methodology and Vice President of ALM Products for Serena Software. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Can you comment on the state of agile development? Is there greater interest in the methodology? Are more companies adopting it?
Certainly. It's pretty interesting today what's going on in the Agile community. Agile is certainly approaching the edge of the chasm, if not crossing the chasm. Over the past 10 years or so, Agile emerged from that early adopter phase and began to be used more and more in what I call more the technology-driven companies or software companies. But certainly the interest is really growing in the enterprise software development space, and we're certainly seeing that from our customers as well, and prospects for that matter. So the interest is definitely growing. Some of the early issues with Agile are being resolved in terms of its ability to scale up, both in terms of team size and managing complexity, and really is poised to kind of cross the chasm and kind of enter mainstream as one of the predominant ways in which software projects are developed and managed.
Who in organizations is taking the steps to get it implemented?
What I've found in organizations that are kind of taking an evolutionary approach, you see it predominantly coming driven by the development organization, and then kind of moving both laterally and vertically up within the organization, where real quickly you realize to get some of the values of Agile, some of its benefits, that you need to encompass more than just the people who are cutting the code, right? It's everyone involved with building the product needs to be involved with an Agile development methodology. So I see it starting in that regard, that it is a grassroots initiative typically brought in and championed by the development organization, and then it moves up and through the organization. There's other organizations I've seen as well where they've got some innovative technology leadership where it will come in as a top-down initiative, and it'll be mandated from the top down, and they'll undergo kind of a top-down organizational transformation to take on Agile development.
What are the benefits of Agile development, and why should a company consider this methodology?
From my perspective, the benefits, it's really, motherhood and apple pie when you go through the benefits of Agile. And, when you look at things like, increased quality of the products that are built, improved visibility into the project and the development process, increased time to market, so driving those critical features, whether it's for internal customers or for external customers, driving those features out incrementally and getting them to market much more quickly. And also just the way that Agile teams are organized and the way products are developed, improved customer satisfaction and meeting customer expectations with the features that are developed as well. So if you look at, visibility, quality, time to market, and, better meeting customer expectations, those are all things that are, benefits of Agile development approaches.
You're a co-creator of the Scrum Agile methodology. How does this methodology differ from the traditional definition of Agile?
If you look at some of the traditional definitions of Agile, and Agile emerged really back in the mid-90s, there were several, if you look at traditional definitions, it was really several tenets that were involved with Agile. Things like, individuals and interactions over processes and tools, working software over comprehensive documentation, customer collaboration over contract negotiating, responding to change over following a plan or trying to control change. Those are some of the original tenets that were set up by the Agile Manifesto for Agile Software Development. And really, Scrum kind of fits under that umbrella. There are several other agile methodologies like extreme programming, test-driven development, CRISTAL, feature-driven development, etc. I think where Scrum really differentiates itself, it's really focused on project management and kind of team collaboration and optimizing at that level, where other processes like extreme programming, for instance, are really focused at the developer level and kind of optimizing productivity of the developer. So that's just some of the areas. So I would say, you know, Scrum really does fit under the umbrella of agile development. It's focused more on project and team collaboration. Some of the other processes tend to focus more on other aspects of the development cycle.
Does an entire development organization need to be agile, or can individual products be agile?
I think the reality that we see out there, especially in larger enterprises, is that agile, there'll be a transformation to agile of the larger organization, and certain teams will pick up agile. So within an organization, you may have several traditional projects that are underway and new agile projects that are underway concurrently. So I think the reality is there is a mixture. Certainly when you look at the creation of a specific product or the execution of a single project in an organization, you'd want that all to be done in an agile way. Otherwise, there's an impedance mismatch between that traditional process and the agile process, and there's a lot of kind of artificial processes that you have to put in place to bridge the gap between them.
Some people have criticized agile development as an excuse not to do documentation. What are your thoughts on that, and how does agile affect documentation?
Yeah, you know, I kind of look at the flip side of that. Is I look at many traditional processes, you know, seem to me to be an excuse not to get software products built, and the focus seems to be much more on the process and byproduct artifacts. When you look at an effective agile process, you know, it's really focused on getting the right documents built and making sure that anything that the team is building is really helping it to get, you know, that software product delivered. So, an agile process is not an excuse not to do documentation. It's really kind of challenges, everything that the team does and make sure that it's directly related to getting that software product built. So there are requirements with agile processes in building products. For instance, you may not build monolithic MRD or PRD product requirements documents, but certainly you will elaborate the requirements in probably using what's known as a user story in agile terms to define those requirements. And in fact, those user stories or those user stories or those software requirements serve as a kind of a crucial input to the development process that drives not only what the developers are building, but what gets tested as well. So I would argue that agile really is more focused on getting product built and certainly supports documentation insofar it is valuable and helps get the product built.
Where do testing and QA fit in an agile development project?
They're upfront and absolutely critical to the process. One of the main areas that I'll always look at if I'm evaluating an organization or a team for Agile is the extent to which they're doing what I'd call test-driven development. And what I mean by that is that at the very onset of developing a certain key feature, that test is being considered. There's some organizations, especially when you look at extreme programming or XP, where they'll actually write the unit test to test any features or code that's delivered prior to actually writing the actual features. So really Agile pulls test very early into the cycle, both from a developer-oriented unit test, and if you've got the appropriate cross-functional team, you've got the test organization in there, looking at the user stories, the capabilities that are being developed, and while the developers are coding features, they're building their test cases and test plans to make sure that they can test those features as well.
Some people have said that methods such as Scrum and Agile serve to perpetuate a notion that only developers know best about what should be in a product, how a product should be developed, or how to get the information from the customer. Can you comment on this?
You know, I think one of the main aspects of a well-organized agile development team is that it's a cross-functional development team. It includes testers, developers, if you're producing documentation, people who the externally consumable documentation, technical writers, and of course a customer representative or a proxy for the customer on that team as well. So I would argue almost the opposite to that, that in a well-defined, well-run agile development team, that the other roles actually get, pulled earlier into the process and actually have more influence on what gets built and how it gets built, but also more involvement at an earlier point in the cycle. If there are agile teams where what you described is true, I would question how agile they are, because one of the main elements of an agile team is that you get cross-functional participation from, as early as the initial conception of that project, and that cross-functional participation occurs all the way throughout the life cycle.
What are the disadvantages of agile development?
I think the disadvantages are more around organizational change. I think we're finding more and more as Agile is being used across organizations and being done effectively within organizations, we're seeing kind of increase in our success rates of executing projects. The challenges I found have been more around incorporating Agile into the broader organization. So for instance, if I have if I'm building a software product to be released to a larger user community, there's things like launch activities, very structured things as you start to communicate externally to your user base, where there's kind of touch points that are required with an agile development process. Also, in terms of maybe perhaps kicking off a project, that initial conception phase, getting buy-in around a major new project and a business case, et cetera. So that agile process or that agile development effort needs to be bookended with fairly traditional approaches. And I've seen some challenges with organizations in kind of working that out, as that agile team needs to work more closely with on the front end of the process, kind of the business leaders to get the appropriate business case buy-in and funding for the project, and then on the tail end of the process, as we have to drive that product out into the market, kind of working with teams that are responsible for making that product successful, kind of post implementation.
Can you name five things that are required in order for agile development to succeed in an organization?
I know I can name at least four of them pretty quickly here. And again, these are things that I always look for within an organization. So one is, I mentioned this earlier, is cross-functional teams. And this is absolutely critical for a critical success factor for agile development. These cross-functional teams, they will include, in some circumstances, they'll actually include a customer on the team. If they don't include the customer, there's someone that will serve as the proxy for that customer. It may be a business analyst in an IT organization. It could be a product manager, but it is someone who represents the voice of the customer that's integrated into that team. Obviously, we've got people that are, cutting code, the developers on the team. People that are doing tests as well, so kind of traditional test professionals on the team. There may be technical documentation people involved as well. And this team is put together at the very earliest phases of that of a project, and they'll live with it, with that project throughout its life cycle. The second thing would be an incremental development approach. So this is, that you'll take a project or perhaps even a product in its life cycle, and you'll break it up into specific increments, and you'll deliver production quality features on an incremental basis. And I've seen anywhere these increments lasting anywhere from 2 weeks to the upper bound, absolute upper bound of 6 weeks or so. So it's a very much an incremental approach to delivering these capabilities, and the capabilities at the end of each one of these increments should be at nearly a production quality. And in some organizations, whether you're building apps, you know, internal applications for internal consumption, or perhaps offering some product as a service over the intranet or internet, you know, you may be updating the production environment on a monthly basis with, you know, defect fixes, enhancement requests, or, you know, major new features on an incremental basis. The other thing that incremental does for us is rather than embarking on, 18-month development cycles or coding cycles and then handing something off at the end of that coding cycle, to a QA organization to test into existence, it becomes very unpredictable in terms of how long it'll take to stabilize a product in that kind of a release cycle. So an incremental approach helps to manage that as well. The third thing would be test-driven development. I mentioned this already. But testing needs to be accommodated at the earliest stages. In some organizations, as I said, that are practicing extreme programming, you'll actually write your test cases prior to writing the software, and that actually helps the software developers to actually design that software. Certainly minimally, and the development team should be delivering the tests associated with the feature that they just built as part of that feature. So if I'm delivering a feature or a user story or a capability, I deliver the test that should validate that feature. And finally, automated and unattended building and testing and reporting of the product. And again, minimally, this should be happening on a nightly basis. So in an effectively driven agile development team that's building a product, you'll build your entire software product from source on a nightly basis, extract all the source from your source control system, rebuild that product, actually provision that product into a test environment, execute all of the test framework, and then produce a report so that when the teams come back in the next morning, for instance, they have reports that show kind of the product health. So again, those four things are kind of the primary success factors that I look for in Agile. And again, they're cross-functional teams, incremental development, test-driven development, and automated and unattended build. If I had to throw in a fifth one, the other one is kind of more organizational, related to cross-functional teams, really needing to break down what I would call kind of a stovepipe mentality that really typically is more associated with a waterfall-like approach, where that's characterized by documents that are handed off between stovepipe organizations, and that would be something that's highly discouraged and really is kind of the opposite of what I would call a highly functional, cross-functional agile development team.
So can agile work if it is only partially applied, or if only parts of it are implemented by a team?
You know, agile, to get the most benefit out of it, I really view it as a system. And the four things that I mentioned, again, cross-functional teams, incremental development, test-driven development, and automated and unattended builds, those four things working as a system really give you, really can leverage the most out of an agile process. Now, that's where you'll maximize your benefit of an agile approach. It's not to say you're not going to get any benefit out of Agile, but it can work, but I think you'll maximize your benefit if you implement Agile in a holistic way.
Okay. 5 years from now, what do you see happening with Agile? Do you think it will, with globalization, do you think that Agile will be able to withstand teams being distributed across the world? Also, I was wondering, do you think there will be any new methodologies based on it? We already have, Scrum, obviously, and there's XP and test-driven development, and I think you mentioned Crystal as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's Lean Six Sigma, there's a variety of others out there, and I'm sure if I look today, there's probably some new methodology that emerged. And that's another key thing about Agile, is I think, you know, you need to be agile about Agile, and you need to tune it to meet the needs of your specific organization, you know, the people, the processes, and the tools that you have within an organization. So I think, you know, in terms of being able to support global development, we're actually seeing that today, I would say, in more the technology-driven companies. You know, there are some very well-known, you know, internet search companies today that are doing Agile across engineering teams that number in the tens of thousands. So there's large organizations that have adopted Agile and have kind of overcome some of the early challenges that were part of the process with some of the new modern collaborative tools that are available to enable kind of global software development. Whether it's Agile or traditional, you have some of the same challenges with communication across globally distributed teams. But I think what we're going to see over the next, you know, 2 to 5 years is the transition of Agile from kind of from those technology-driven companies to more into the IT and the less technically driven companies. And one of the key things that I believe we'll see emerge is more of a reliance on some of the collaborative technologies and collaborative tools. As we move into organizations, you know, more of the mainstream organizations, that, you know, a more prescriptive Agile approach that's supported by, you know, some well-known tools and processes will help those organizations to be successful with Agile.
Well, those are all the questions that I have for you today, and thank you so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
And if you'd like to know more about Agile or Scrum, you can visit searchsoftwarequality.com. Thank you.